Pastor Jeff, if you'll come on up here and join me, please, sir. Thank you, praise team. A marvelous job leading us in worship this morning. If you're between ages 4 and 11, if you will meet Miss Whitney and Miss Lizzie at the back, and they will take you to Children's Church, and we're so glad to have you here, whether you're between 4 and 11 or whether you're between 12 and 92. We're glad to have you at Voice of Praise Worship Center this morning. Well, listen, it's my honor and my privilege to have this young man, because you are a young man.
Yeah, I'm not as young as what you think.
You are younger than me, though, young man. Yeah. But it is my honor and my privilege to have Pastor Jeff. He pastors Crane Creek just across the mountain, and he is, believe it or not, though, Pastor, you are one of the younger leaders in our conference, and I appreciate that. And I had asked him a few weeks ago if he could preach for today, and then we just got through, Sarah and I just got back yesterday from our annual minister's summit, and lo and behold, the thing that our assistant general bishop Tommy McGee spoke to was his opening night was that we need to be making opportunities for those younger ministers that are among us, and those that are rising up. And there may even be some of you right here that have a call of ministry on your life, and we want to help you, because listen, the rest of us are getting old, and if Jesus tarries his coming, I want to know that there's people, that young men, young women, that are continuing to carry the gospel message through the International Pentecostal Holiness Church. So it's an honor to have Pastor Jeff, his family, and I think some of his church folks are here this morning. And I've just told him to come in and to preach just like he was at home, because you know what? We are at home, because we're in God's house, and we're God's people, and we're all together. So make sure you got your mic on, sir.
Can you hear me? Am I good?
Can hear you. So let's give Pastor Jeff Hatfield a great welcome for being here today.
Thank you. Gary will come up and play if you want. Sure. Morning, everyone. How is everyone? Blessed. Aren't we all? Aren't we glad that we can come into the house of the Lord and just praise the Lord and do these things that we're able to do in this country? Even though we have a lot of people coming against us and have a lot of people trying to take it away from us and do all these types of sorts of things. But we're glad that we can come into the house of the Lord. And you know, the verse says, I was glad whenever they said to come into the house of the Lord. So, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I just want to introduce myself. My name's Jeff Hatfield, as he said. I've been a pastor at Crane Creek for a little over 5 years now. As some of you may have already known, the previous pastor there was Kevin Richardson. I'm sure you remember him. And he left, and I took over. And me, myself, I'm not the kind of person to get up here in front of this many people, because at my church, I might have 15 or 20 people, and that'd be about it. That's on a good Sunday. But it's an honor to come in here and worship with like-minded people. You know, whenever we all come together in one mind and one accord, what happens? We all know. And you know, as we were singing those songs this morning, it kind of came to my memory, what a wonderful name it is. You know, the song, I love the song. I love the song. It just tears me up. But what a wonderful name it is. You know, the mountains have to flee. They have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They have to. They have to get out of your way. And there's so many people nowadays that mountains are in front of them, things is happening in their life, and things are going on that they don't know what they're going to do. But all you have to do is say the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Well, as he said, I'm a younger, which I am younger, but probably one of the youngest ones in our denomination. But I'm 44 years old. I have two grandchildren. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? I have two grandchildren. I have four children. One I took ownership of because she just came over and just started living there. So I took ownership of her. I have four children, two grandchildren, a beautiful wife I've been married to for 25 years. We just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary back in February the 5th. Props for me for getting that right. I have two wonderful son-in-laws, which my middle child just recently got married, 3 weeks ago. My oldest daughter, she's been married for, 6 years now? 6 years. She's the one with the 2 grandchildren, a boy and a girl. Girl's name is Charlie, and the boy's name is Isaac. They're not here with us. I would show them off, but they're not here with us. They decided to go with their other grandmas. But y'all know how it is, you know. Little ones in church every once in a while. They're a little rambunctious, but that's all right. They're showing us how we need to be. You know, we need to be the same way if we're doing it in the Lord. So, as I said, I've been at Crane Creek for 5 years. It's a struggle there, but I've made it 5 years. And, you know, we all have struggles. We all have instances and things go on, but it's a struggle, and I've tried to keep it open. I try to keep going, but things go on and things happen. That's why I'm here this morning. I had to shut down my church to come here with y'all, which I appreciate the offer. I enjoy the time. I enjoy the fellowship with everyone. I enjoy coming together, as I say, one body and one mind and one accord. And there's nothing better than to come together like that, is it? There's nothing better than to fellowship with people and then to come together and be in one mind and one accord. So this morning, I believe there's a revival coming, as your pastor said. There is a revival coming. There's a time that's coming that's going to just blow our minds. That's just going to overtake each and everybody that's in one mind and one. It's going to just come by and just blow our minds. We're not even going to, our minds are just a simple thing. That's why we can't understand this, that what's going on in the world nowadays. There's a coming that's going to come that it's going to be even better, even more dramatic, even more wonderful. Then we all know Acts chapter 2, what happened there. This is going to be something that we're just not going to be able to understand. But if you will, I just have a little bit of a message here. I ain't going to take too long for you. I'll get you out of here on time. I'll get you going and where you need to be at. But this morning I want to begin in John chapter 4. I'll skip around just a little bit. But I want to start in John chapter 4. But before we start there, let us pray. Father, again, I just thank you for who you are. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for even more things to come, Lord God. And Father, I ask you just to touch each and every person within this community, Lord God, within this church, Lord God, in a supernatural way, Lord, in the only way that you can, Lord. And Lord, touch each and every person that's going through something, each and every person that might be afflicted at this time right now, Lord God. Let your hand of healing, let your hand of protection, let your hand of guidance touch them right now at this very moment, Lord God. And Father, we thank you for that, Lord God. And Father, we're proclaiming your greatness. We're proclaiming your goodness. We're proclaiming the wonderful name of Jesus in everything, in every aspect of our life, Lord. So, Father, again, Lord God, we thank you for it all, Lord God. Again, Lord God, as well, Lord God, I ask you to anoint me to be your mouthpiece, to be your vessel, to say and do what needs to be said and done here this morning, Lord God. And we'll give you the praise and the glory for it, Lord God. Not in us, Lord God, but it's all in you. And we thank you for it. In your name, amen. God is good. And all the time, He is good. There's not a bad bone in His body, is it? God is good. Well, this title of my sermon I wanted to give to you this morning, it's kindly a revival type sermon, but you know, I felt that God wanted me to say this last Sunday, but I saved it for this Sunday. The title I want to make it is, Are You Thirsty? We all need water, don't we? I mean, we can't live without water, can we? We can live a long time without our food, but we can only live so many hours, so many days without water. And we all need water. It's an essential thing that we need. We need that water. The earth is, what, 80, 95, or 90% water. Something around like that. So without water, we're not going to survive. But how thirsty are you? How thirsty are you? John chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh this water shall thirst again." Talking about the natural water. But, you know, I like him, but I like a but in here. But, whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. A springing up into everlasting life. The water that He gives you. The water that only God can give you. As I said, we all need the water. We all need spiritual water. We all need natural water. Imagine in these foreign countries, in these third world countries, some people have to walk hundreds of miles. Some people have to walk days to find just water. And all we have to do is turn our sinks on and there it is. All we have to do is turn our sinks on and there it is. What would you do? How far are you willing to walk for that water? How far are you willing to go for that water? We've got it easy here in America. We've got it made here in these countries. How many of us in here have been on missions trips? I'm sure there's a lot of you in here that's been on missions trips. I've never been given the privilege to go, or you know, I'm sure I can go, but you know, it's tough. But I can imagine how it is in these third world countries where you gotta run, you gotta walk miles and miles and miles for water. But all we have to do is turn on the tap and there it is. How far are you willing to go for a little bit of water? How far are you willing to go just to drink from that well? Just to drink from that well. You know, as we were singing the songs, what a wonderful name it is. I felt the presence of the Lord here this morning. You know, and as I say, you know, there's so many of us here together in one mind and one accord. That's all you need is that, and you can feel the presence of the Lord as we were singing those songs. And it's just like a water just flowing over you. He says, come into the water. Step into the water. And you'll thirst no more. Many of us are looking for ways to get out. Many of us are looking for things to try and do. Many of us in this world are turning to the left and turning to the right and turning to drugs and alcohol and sex, these types of things that just so easily beset us. But are they going to the water? How far will you go to reach these people? There's a dying and hurting world out here. There's a dying and hurting world outside the doors here. There's people out here that's dying and going to hell. How far will you go to save these people and bring them back into the water? I don't want to sound cynical. I don't want to sound like I'm trying to browbeat. I'm not want to sound anything like that. But how far are you willing to go for just a drink of water? You know, it saddens me. It really saddens me that there's people out here. This is a beautiful church. I mean, there's still seats in here, and these seats should be filled. There should be people flocking in here, coming to the water. And they're not. They're not. They're turning to drugs. They're turning to alcohol. They're turning to violence. Just like we just seen a school. 17 kids got killed because of violence and they can't find the water. 17 innocent kids got killed. My youngest daughter is 16 years old. Me and my wife was talking. those kids in that school were left in that school until the next day, until the parents come to find out who they were. Imagine going to school and trying to and seeing your kid laying there. Imagine that. Violence. These people aren't getting enough of the water. They're not getting enough of Jesus, the true and living water. Imagine going to a school and trying to identify, or going to a school and identifying your kid laying there dead. 15, 16, 17-year-old kids. Still got a future. Still have a future. Still have the rest of their life to go. Laying there dead because of one person. Because of one person. Imagine doing that. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't even think about doing that. I've done 4, 5, 6 funerals, and you know, these people were close. Most of the funerals I've done my dad's, my wife's grandma's, her dad's, my grandpa's. I'm sure there's probably a couple more I may have forgotten. Those people were close to me. Imagine going to trying to identify your kid. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Why? Because I love my kids. I love each and every one of them, but these people need Jesus that's out here trying to shoot this community up, shoot up these schools, and they need more of the water. And what we got to do is get out to them. We got to reach out to them. We got to touch them. We got to show them that there's a better way. We got to show them that there's an easier way. There's a better life out there for them. Pour them a glass of water. Pull up a seat. Pull up a seat beside of them and drink some water with them. Speak some Jesus to them. Speak some Jesus to them. It ain't hard to speak that name, is it? It's not hard to speak the name of Jesus. What happens whenever we speak the name of Jesus? What happens whenever we start speaking the name of Jesus? Devils have to flee. Mountains have to move. All types of things have to go on. But how thirsty are you? Are you willing to go out of your way? Are you willing to step out of your comfort zone? Are you willing to do something you've never done before? How far are you willing to go? How far are you willing to sacrifice? It's a sacrifice. It says, I'll never leave you or nor forsake you. So if you're going there and He says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, then He's with you, isn't He? He's with you. All you have to do is say, Jesus, I'm going out here and you're going to be there to help me. You're going to be there to comfort me. You're going to be there. He has to do it. Bring the water with you. Bring the water with you. Imagine stepping out of that boat. How many of us have stepped out of the boat and sunk? Me? I mean, if you're human, you most likely you've stepped out of the boat and you've sunk. A few things didn't go right. A few things didn't work out just right. But guess who was there to catch you whenever you fell down? Guess who was there to catch you whenever you fell down? That water was there. That water started rising back up. That water started picking you up and pulling you out. That water started coming and picking you up. He was there, wasn't He? Why are you here right now? Because of Jesus. Why are you in this church right now? Because of Jesus. Why are you doing what you do right now? Because of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. Like I said, I love that song. I love it. It was probably my favorite song right now. I'm glad you sang it. You did a wonderful job with it as well. But we need the water, don't we? We need more of it. You know, He says, come and sup with me. Pull up your chair. Pull your chair up and sit beside of Him and see what He does for you. Let Him pour you a glass of water. We take this water for granted. Each and every day, we take this water for granted. So many things in our life that we take for granted. You know, we all know Amy Lambert. I'm sure you remember her. I had the privilege of seeing her a couple of times. I didn't really know her that well. But she was a person who went out there and just ministered to people on the street. She went out there and just walked the streets with these people, and sometimes she probably even lived with these people out there. She went out there and got into the middle of things. She didn't care. All she cared about was that the water was there with her. All she cared about was Jesus was there with her. You know, I'm passionate about getting out and touching these people. I may not do it as much as I should. I'm probably preaching to myself. But that's usually how I go, and that's how it works with me. Whenever I'm preaching something, I'm usually preaching to myself. I can't point one finger at you without pointing three or four more back at myself. I'm passionate about getting out and reaching people, especially the younger people. There's so much talent in these young kids. There's so much talent in these kids nowadays. You know, we see that the internet is booming right now. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. You know, all these things can be used for His glory as well. We don't have to turn them into evil things. They can be used for His glory as well. I'm passionate about getting out here and reaching these kids because of their talents that they have, the things that they have in their life, the ways that they have to do things, and their minds. They're probably some of the smartest people there has ever been. But they're not using their minds for the right thing. They're using it for the wrong thing. They're using it for the wrong thing. They're not thinking about these things they can do for the Lord with their minds. They're thinking about these things they can do for the world for their minds. But how far are you? How thirsty are you? How thirsty are you? Do you pour a tall glass of water, or do you just get your little shot of water? You know, we come into church each Sunday expecting God to do something for us. We expecting God to move for us. But how thirsty are you? What are you doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? What are you doing throughout the week? You know, it's great to come together, the fellowship. It's great to come together on Sundays. But what are you doing Monday through Saturday? What are you doing Monday through Saturday? Whenever you're going to your job site, or you're going to school, or you're just going to Walmart. Are you reaching out to these people that you come in contact with? Are you reaching out to them? You know, it's tough. I know a guy that lives in my community. You see him at Walmart, and most of the time we all run from him. Because it's the only thing he talks about. Jesus. First thing out of his mind, I know two people here that's going to heaven. If you have a little kid with you, he'll say him and the little one. Are you willing to go out into the Walmart? Are you willing to go out into wherever you work at and speak the name of Jesus? How thirsty are you? Is it that important to you? Is it that important to you? Is Jesus that important to you to go out there and speak to Him? Speak to these people about Him? What's more important to you? Your job? Your family? Your house? Your car? You know, we put all each and one of these things in a high priority. I like my car. I like having a house. I like having food. I like having a roof over my head. I like having clothes on my body, shoes on my feet. Who gave them to you? Who gave them to you? Jesus gave them to you. Jesus gave them to you. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 63. I hope y'all don't mind flipping through a few verses. I like to take verses and just go with them. I ain't the kind that just can take one verse and just, or one story and go from there. I like to skip around a little bit. How passionate are you about Jesus? Are you thirsty enough to go all out? Are you thirsty enough to throw everything behind you and just go? Do you have that much faith? Again, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Psalm chapter 63 says, O God, Thou art my God. Early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. Because of Thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise Thee. Thus will I bless Thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in Thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth thee. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword, they shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Do you long after him like you long after the drink of water? Do you long after the presence of the Lord like you long after that drink of water whenever you've been outside? I work outside and I work out in every type of weather. Sun, hot, snow, cold, whatever it may be. And whenever I'm out there in the summertime working hard and I need that drink of water, I've always know where to go to. I go to my lunch box, get a bottle of water and drink it. Do you know where to go to whenever you need that drink of water? Do you know where to go to whenever you need that drink of water? I've used this illustration before. Whenever you're raising your hands, you know what that represents? That represents surrender. But you also know what this is as well whenever you're raising your hands before the Lord. That's your praise to Him. That's your funnel. All you have to do is raise your hands like this and that water will be poured out to you. All you have to do is raise your hands and that water will be... It's a funnel to get that water into you. It's a funnel to get that water into you. Whenever you're raising your hand, there's something different about whenever you're raising your hands to the Lord. He'll pour that water out. He'll pour that water out on you. He'll pour it out on you. And that's what we're after, ain't it? More of Him and less of me. Pull up to the table and get you a drink of water. Pull up to the table and get you a drink of water. And allow Him to work in your life. Allow Him to do what He wants to do in your life. Allow Him to work and do these things. You know, we sometimes trouble ourselves when things come against us and things happen. We trouble ourselves. What am I going to do here? What am I going to do there? And when all we have to do is say, Lord, it's in your hands. Take care of it. And there it is. But how thirsty are you? Are you willing to sacrifice it? Are you willing to go to the Lord and say, here, Lord, it's yours. It's yours. He says, that's all He wants you to do is give it to Him. He said, there's no battle too big. The battle's already been won. The war's already been won. You may have some battles, but the war's already been won. We may have battles, but the war is already... What's it say at the end of the Bible? What's it say? It's finished. It's finished. Is it finished? But how far are you willing to go? How far are you willing to travel? How far are you willing to go to get this drink of water? How far are you willing to go to get this drink of water? If you would, bow your heads, close your eyes. There's someone here that would play some soft music or whatever it may be. I just want to ask you, how far are you willing to go? How far are you willing to go? Of course, I want to give an altar call for anyone here that's doesn't know the Lord, that wants to know more of Him, that wants to step under that spout where that glory has been poured out, to give you an opportunity to give your life to the Lord. And that's what it's about. That's all He wants you to do. He says, turn it over to me and I'll take care of it for you. So if there's anyone here this morning that's don't know where to turn or don't know what to do, I give you this opportunity to come up and just say, here, Lord, it's yours. I give my life away to you. I give my life away to the master of all these things. If there's someone here this morning that really don't understand who the Lord is, here's your opportunity. He's here. I felt Him from the beginning. He's here. He says, where one or two are gathered together, there I am as well. So he's here. All it takes is me and him. And he's here. I want to give you the opportunity to come. If you don't want to come up to the altar, all you have to do is kneel there or just talk to him there. And there's no special way that you have to do it. But you do have to surrender. You do have to give your life away to him. You do have to allow him to do what it is that only he knows how to do. And he's the master of it all. So if there's anyone here this morning that's lost, that don't know the Lord, I'll give you this opportunity this morning. It's bright and sunny morning. It's a beautiful day out there, but there's nothing better than our one and only Son. I give you this opportunity to turn it over to the Lord. Let Him handle it for you. Also, if there's anybody that feels like they've been to that dry and weary land, that needs a little bit of refreshing, that needs a drink from the water, that needs a drink from the source, I give you this opportunity as well to just say, Lord, fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up to overflowing. You know, there's no one better than the Lord to do it for you. There's no one better than Jesus Christ Himself than to do it for you. He's the creator of all things. He's the master of all things. Just tell Him, say, fill me up, Lord. I've been in a dry and weary land for a long time. I've been into a dry and weary land for a while, and I need You to fill me up. Just tell Him He'll do it. He'll do it. He has to. What He says, He has to do. He cannot lie. So He has to do it. He says, I will take care of you. He says, I will give you life. And that life more abundantly. So what He says, He has to do because He cannot lie. So if there's anyone here that just needs to be filled up, that needs to be filled up to overflowing, I give you this opportunity once again to just say, Lord, fill me up. Lord, fill me up. One of my favorite Bible verses, we all know it, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now, you're here for a moment, but you're there for eternity, wherever there may be. Heaven or hell. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. Who knows what could happen whenever we walk out this door? And I'm not pronouncing any kind of bad thing to anybody, but who knows anymore what can happen whenever we walk out these doors? The Lord could come at any moment. He could come at any moment. He said, I come like a thief in the night. We don't know when He's going to come. But He could come at any moment. Let the Lord work on you. Let the Lord talk to you. Let Him just speak to you. Let Him say, I love you, my son. I love you, my daughter. Listen to Him. It's not hard to hear His voice. All you have to do is listen. All you have to do is listen to Him. He'll speak to you. He's no respecter of person. What He done for one, He'll do for the other. But all you have to do is allow Him to. Choice is yours. Again, I give you this opportunity to come up if you'd like. We'll pray for you. If you need an overflow, we'll pray for you. But God is here. And He wants to do great and numerous things in your life. He wants to do great and wonderful things in your life. Just turn it over to Him. Turn it over to Him and He'll do it for you. Anyone at all. As I said from the beginning, I believe there's a revival about ready to break loose. We've seen a few things happen in the coal fields of the McDowell, Wyoming, whatever counties they was in. These things started to happen, and that's just one thing that started to happen. They're just going to start booming up in different places, and the Lord's going to start moving. Why? Because we're hungry and we're thirsty. There's a thirsty generation out there that needs to see the Lord move in their life. There's a thirsty generation out there that needs to see the Lord move in their life. But it's up to us to show them the way. It's up to us as the elders and as the ones before them to show them the way. So we got to get out there and start reaching these people. We got to get out there and start showing these people that no greater love, that there's no greater love than the love of Jesus Christ. You may think that you have it, your spouse or your loved one, but there's no greater love. And then who can lay down his life? Who would lay down their life for you? There's no greater love. Just allow God to speak to you. Listen to the Lord. Not worry about who's beside of you. Not worry about who's behind you. Don't worry about what you're going to do whenever you leave here this evening. Don't worry about what you got to do whenever you get home this evening. Don't worry about those things. Just let God speak to you right now at this very moment. There's a lot of things that happens in just a small moment. God can do mighty things in a small moment. What takes us a lifetime only takes Him a second. He can move in that situation that's going on in your life. Whatever the situation may be, if it's financial, if it's sickness, whatever it may be, He can move at that very moment. All you have to do is just allow Him to do it. Allow Him to do it. Let Him speak to you. Maybe you're wondering about what to do next and at your job, or wondering what to do next in any situation in your life. Maybe He's going to speak to you right now at this very moment. Let Him speak to you. Whatever it may be, He can turn it around. Whatever it may be, He can change that situation from mourning to gladness. From night to day, He can change that situation. And He wants to. He wants to. Why? Because He's a loving God. He's a loving God. So how thirsty are you? Are you willing to lay it down? Give up the greatest thing that means the most to you. Lay it down. God gave up His only Son. The one thing that meant the most to Him. He gave it up and said, Son, it's you. You're the one. Father, I just thank You once again, Lord God, for being God. Father, I thank You once again for being the one and only God. That there's no one above You. There's nothing above You, Lord God. And I thank You for that. Father, I ask that You put a thirst in these people's hearts and these people's souls, Lord God, that they are outside these doors, Lord God, touching people, Lord God. That that their cups are overflowing. And whenever they overflow, Lord God, they have to touch someone else, Lord God. That they're not keeping it to themselves, Lord God, but they're overflowing, Lord God, and touching someone else, Lord. And Father, I thank You once again that You are a God. You are a wonderful God. And we thank You for it, Lord God. And Lord, we just give You the praise and the honor for it all, Lord God. In Your name, amen.
Pastor Jeff, if you'll just stay up here with me just a moment. I want to ask you a question. You know, there's a sweet, sweet presence of the Holy Spirit been in this service from the beginning this morning. And we're going to say goodbye to our Facebook audience right now. We are always glad to have them join.